Easton Cowan watched Canada's chances crumble in an instant. The winger was seated on the bench at last year's World Junior Hockey Championship when Czechia scored a late winner off a lucky bounce to secure a stunning 3-2 quarterfinal upset that resigned the scuffling North Americans to an ugly fifth-place finish. Cowan, a prized Toronto Maple Leafs prospect, is among five returnees from that underachieving squad eager to write a different script in Ottawa. Second chances aren't always in the cards. The quest begins Thursday against Finland. "Everyone in this room dreamt of this growing up," Cowan said. "We're looking to make dreams become reality." For that to happen, the hosts will need a much better performance than the shift put in 12 months ago in Sweden. Despite a roster comprised of top-end talent, high draft picks and elite-level prospects, including Macklin Celebrini, who went on to be selected first overall at June's NHL draft, Canada never got going. Expectations didn't come close to being met. "Something to prove," said defenseman Oliver Bonk, another player back from that grim Gothenburg showing. "You can't expect things to be given to you, even if you're playing for Canada." Despite the failure, there were significant issues heading into last year's World Juniors that worked against the men's under-20 program. Hockey Canada didn't hold its usual summer camp and wasn't able to hire a head scout due to financial constraints following the string of scandals that resulted in funding cuts and cancelled sponsorships. The COVID-19 pandemic also further damaged the organization's bottom line, while many players didn't have the same level of national team experience because of cancelled events. All those excuses are out the window for 2025. "Things have fallen into place," said Hockey Canada's Peter Anholt, who runs the U20 setup. "It's not picking players according to points or draft selections. It's about who's going to give us a chance to win." The word "competitive" was on the lips of players, coaches and management from the start of selection camp. "It's a clear point of emphasis. We want a real Canadian team," said Scott Salmond, Hockey Canada's senior vice president of high performance. "We want to have a Canadian identity." Team Canada's roster includes Barrie Colts forward Cole Beaudoin and defenseman Bo Aki. Local native Carson Raykopf, a forward with the OHL's Brampton Steelheads, is also donning the Maple Leaf for the second straight year. Tanner Molendijk, who missed last year's event with an injury after initially making the roster, was among the returning players visited by assistant coach and former NHLer Scott Walker ahead of camp. "Hold a standard," the defenseman said of Hockey Canada's message. "They thought last year it wasn't held high. Having high standards always keeps the team tight." That bar will be set by head coach Dave Cameron, back in charge for a third time after securing silver in 2011 and gold in 2022. He was also an assistant when Canada triumphed in Ottawa in 2009. "It's going to come down to two or three plays," he said. "You need some luck. It's a hard tournament." Canada and Finland are in Group A along with the United States, Latvia and Germany. Group B is comprised of Sweden, Czechia, Slovakia, Switzerland and Kazakhstan. Russia remains banned by the International Ice Hockey Federation because of its war in Ukraine. Team Finland includes Barrie Colts forward Emil Hemming, who's a Dallas Stars prospect, while Team USA has Colts goalie Sam Hillebrandt on its roster. Both are returnees for their respective teams. The quarterfinals are set for January 2nd, the semifinals go January 4th and the championship game is slated for January 5th. Canada will play at the Canadian Tire Centre, home of the NHL's Senators. The building saw a string of memorable tournament moments 16 years ago, including the host nation's spine-tingling semifinal victory over Russia made possible by Jordan Eberle's last-second equalizer. Extra special, Canadian goaltender Carter George, who makes his off-season home in the Angus area, said of a home soil showcase. "You have a big fan base behind you, a whole country behind you, it just means a lot more." The roster should pack an offensive punch. Cowan is on a 56-game point streak in the Ontario Hockey League, while there's also NHL experience up front with Callum Ritchie, Colorado, Jet Luchanko, Philadelphia, and Bradley Nadeau, Carolina. Canada has leaned heavily on underage players in the past, most recently in 2023 with Connor Bedard and last year with Celebrini, and could do so again. Gavin McKenna, who just turned 17, leads the Western Hockey League in scoring and is projected to be the top pick at the 2026 NHL Draft. Fellow forward Porter Martoni, 18, and defenseman Matthew Schaefer, 17, are in the mix for June's number one selection. The pressure of the World Juniors is immense, perhaps even more so when the event is at home. Salmond expects to see a different energy on Boxing Day compared to what he witnessed from his perch at Gothenburg's Scandinavia Marina a year ago. "This is a big tournament," he said. "As bright as the lights are, they're brighter in Canada. The expectations remain the same. Nothing short of a 21st gold medal, and young hockey players grinding their dreams into reality, will do." This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 23, 2024. Joshua Clipperton, the Canadian Press.